to Sportscast August 2nd, 2019, the first Sportscast of the month. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, YouTube, Periscope, and iTunes. And if you're in iTunes, please leave a rating and review. If you're on Facebook, like the page, subscribe, hit the notification so you can see the live Sportscast, because this is the meat of the whole website, the whole operation of the Sportscast. And of course, visit us on thesportscast.net for the latest news. All the podcasts are there. Last night, the Hall of Fame game happened. The Broncos defeated, won the game last night. And of course, that means the preseason's coming. The NFL season's coming. And to join us to talk to us a little bit about it is Mr. Jeff Farr. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
I appreciate it, Santiago. Thanks for having me.
Last night, the Broncos beat the Falcons 14-10. Jeff, what does the Hall of Fame game mean to you?
Well, so it's awesome that football's back, so that part of it's great. But that first preseason game is always, and it doesn't matter who the teams are. I mean, no matter who plays in that game, it is always ugly. And last night's game was no exception. I mean, it was an ugly game, but at the same time, it's still the NFL is back, so it gives you that little extra jolt of sunshine, knowing that we're not far away from real football.
Exactly. Now, before we head on to the Chiefs, which is like the most important team, in the NFL, what are your projections for the Broncos this year?
So, the Broncos are a hard team to figure out because I think they did some nice things to improve their roster, but then they also I don't know that they'll be as strong as they were in some of the areas they were strong last year. So, when I look at their roster, I like what they did on their offensive line. They added some youth. They added Juwan James from the Dolphins. And so I think their offensive line will be a little bit better. Mike Munchak was a great pickup. I think a lot of people would say he's the best offensive line coach in the NFL, so he'll help them a lot. But at the end of the day, it feels as though the Broncos are stuck in that position where if things don't go well, they could be 5-11. If things go great, they could be 10-6, but it's too early to tell based off one preseason game, but it's always difficult when you have a new head coach because, you know, their new head coach was a great defensive coordinator, but we've seen time and time again, some coordinators are great coordinators, but not good head coaches. So we just don't know yet. You know, I think it's too early, but I don't think the Broncos, I can't imagine them keeping up with the Chiefs or Chargers, but I also think that week in and week out, they're going to be very competitive within the games.
Can Flacco lead the Broncos to the playoffs?
Oh, you never say never because in the NFL, crazy injuries happen and surprises happen, but Flacco's going to have to bounce back because he hasn't played well in a while. He had that great Super Bowl playoff, and then I believe it was the next year he had a really good playoff. But since then, he's really struggled. Now, granted, the Ravens didn't surround him with a lot of offensive talent, so it's not all his fault. But I'll be curious to see if Emmanuel Sanders looks like himself because coming back from an Achilles injury at 30 – is really tough. And the Broncos need Sanders to really be the reliable receiver because the rest of their receivers are really young. And that's not to say they can't be good, but they're probably not going to be really good week one. So we'll see. If I had to say, here's my life savings, I'm saying yes or no. I don't think the Broncos are a playoff team, but I don't think they're going to be terrible either.
Do you think there'll be a quarterback competition between Flacco and Drew Lock?
If Drew Lock plays like he did last night, then they're not even going to suit him up for game days. I mean, it's one preseason game, so you can't read too much into that. And I think most people knew that Drew Lock was a project. And I've said this to a lot of people. I think Drew Lock is what people thought Patrick Mahomes was. So people thought that Patrick Mahomes was going to be erratic and, you know, chuck the ball down the field but not be accurate and turn the ball over. I think that that's kind of what Drew Lock is. I think Drew Lock has a lot of work to do. That's not to say he can't develop into a pretty good quarterback, but there's a good reason that he fell into the second round.
Yeah, of course. Obviously, obviously, you know, we have a couple more preseasons. The Broncos and the Falcons have a total of they have a couple more preseason games to go. How do you see the Falcons for this year?
I think the Falcons peaked a couple years ago. The year that they made the year they beat the Seahawks in the playoffs with, when they still had Tony Gonzalez, that goes back a while. And I feel as though ever since then the Falcons have been trying to chase that, you know. Now, to their credit, I will say last year, every year there's a team that just gets absolutely obliterated by injuries, and it gets to a point where you can't overcome it. And last year the Falcons lost three of their best defensive players. No matter who the team is, when you lose that many guys, it's really difficult. So it's not just as simple as, oh, the roster stinks. But I don't see the Falcons as a playoff team either. Now, they could maybe sneak in if, you know, again, it always comes down to in the NFL if star players for other teams get hurt or guys just underperform. But I don't think the Falcons are going to be better than the Saints. You know, they're probably better than the Bucs. And then the Panthers are kind of a wild card because Cam, you know, Cam's so up and down. He could be great. He can be really rough. So that division, I think, is going to be the Saints, and then I think it's going to be the Falcons and Panthers competing for second place.
Yeah, because on paper, you know, you got Matty Ice, you got Julio Jones. I mean, they look good on paper, but I guess when they're on the field, they just don't perform well.
And they didn't protect Matt Ryan last year. And he's not a guy. Now, no quarterback is as good when they're getting pummeled, but Matt Ryan is not a guy that's going to make a bunch of plays outside of structure. You know, he's not going to avoid a sack, escape the pocket, and then make a big play on a regular basis. If you keep him clean, he can make all the throws, but the Falcons didn't keep him clean last year. So I think if they do want to be successful, I think the big key for them is going to be balance on offense, make sure they don't forget about the running game. I don't know. You know, losing Tevin Coleman isn't ideal either because, you know, that's a game breaker. That's a guy that turns a 5-yard run into a 40-yard run. But, you know, Matt Ryan's going to have to play well, and they're going to have to protect him better to give him a chance to play well.
Coleman, I can't forget about him. Great running back. Let's go into the Chiefs. On April 26, 2019, the Chiefs general manager Brett Veach announced that Hill was suspended from team activities as a result of the ongoing child abuse investigation. The NFL announced on July 19th that Tyreek Hill will not be disciplined for the investigation because the league felt he did not violate the personal conduct policy. How lucky are you to have back Tyreek Hill?
Well, I mean, I think he's the most dynamic player in the entire NFL. So at the end of the day, it makes a gigantic difference. And when you talk about wide receiver quarterback duos, he couldn't be paired with a better quarterback than Mahomes for his strengths because, you know, Tyreek Hill gets behind the defense all the time. And Will, now obviously it's training camp, so you take everything you hear with a grain of salt. But Patrick Mahomes, last year, I wouldn't say it was a weakness necessarily, but where he left plays on the field was he missed quite a few deep balls to Tyreek Hill where Tyreek just had guys blown off the field. So I say all that just to say that from everything we've known so far, that's something that Mahomes has taken very seriously this offseason and working on his feet and making sure that he doesn't miss those opportunities this year. So I really think, as long as they both stay healthy, I think Tyreek Hill is in for a gigantic year. And I think in terms of being lucky to have him, you know, that whole situation is pretty foggy. But you have to hope that Hill is smart enough to separate himself from the family that he had the issues with. And then moving forward, just, you know, sometimes you just have to take a step back and focus on football and make sure you're not putting yourself in poor positions. And he didn't always do that. So, you know, and then the other side of it is, you know, the reporting on that entire thing was absolutely heinous. There's still headlines that come out today that use information that was proven to be false 3 or 4 or 5 times. So that doesn't help the cause either. But I'll just say this. He met with the NFL for 8.5 hours.
Wow.
You don't meet with the NFL for that long just to talk about the weather. So whatever he shared with them and whatever his attorney shared with them, I think must have been very, very compelling. Because you know in the past, the NFL has given out suspensions just to protect their brand. So for him to have enough evidence that he didn't do anything wrong, it must have been a tremendous amount of evidence that they didn't at least just give him a 2-game suspension, you know, just for the sake of sending a message.
That's something that was very looked on upon. Obviously, there were some other players throughout the league that got 4-game suspensions. I think, like, the worst-case scenario, he would have got, like, 4 games, right?
Yeah, I mean, they could have used the Jimmy Smith suspension because he threatened his girlfriend. But apparently, now again, I didn't follow the Jimmy Smith situation, but apparently when they dug into it, they found that he, on a regular basis, was threatening her and saying horrible things. Whereas with Tyreek Hill, at least what we know, you know, they confiscated text messages and all the communication that they had back and forth, and him saying that she should be terrified in the airport was an isolated incident. Now, again, I personally have not seen the text messages, so I'm not trying to play attorney here. But just based on not getting a suspension, that's how the puzzle fits together right now.
Wasn't it Tyreek Hill that everyone was saying that he could have got, like, 1-year suspension, or there was some other player? I can't remember his name.
Yeah, Kareem Hunt was the one that, yeah, so Kareem Hunt's with the Browns. He got suspended 8 games. You know, who knows with Kareem? I mean,
do you miss Kareem?
I don't know. That, completely different guy, completely different set of issues, but he's a Brown now, so hopefully he turns it around, though. Hopefully he makes good on a second chance.
Wow, that would have been – obviously Kareem Hunt was a great running back, but Tyreek Hill is a special wide receiver, very quick, very fast, very volatile. Obviously, the Chiefs have lost a few players. Of course, you said they were not very important, but how are the Chiefs looking, you know, for next year?
I could see a situation where – the AFC playoffs play out really similar to last year. The Patriots are still going to be there. You know, the Patriots offense has some things to overcome, but their defense is going to be awesome. And the Chiefs are going to be right back where they were last year. I mean, again, if you just assume that no gigantic injuries happen to any team, Mahomes is going to get them deep in the playoffs. I mean, that's just that when you look at their offense has a chance to be better than it was last year. And the thing that I go back to, Kareem Hunt only played 10 games last year, and I think Sammy Watkins played 8 or 10 games. So my point is, when you look at the historic offenses that the Chiefs offense from last year put up numbers similar to, those offenses didn't have their playmakers missing games. So the Chiefs could, in theory, stay more healthy this year and actually put up bigger numbers than last year. Now, from a strictly numbers standpoint, the other side of that argument would be, well, maybe they don't have to score 40 every week because the defense might be a little bit better. So we'll see. I think they're still, I mean, they're still going to score a bunch. I think early in the year, the defense is going to struggle, but I think as we get closer to the middle part of the season, that they'll be a respectable defense, and I think they're definitely going to hit the quarterback. I'll say that for them. But the quarterback position is still going to be an issue.
Yeah, that's the thing with the Chiefs. They've had issues with their defense last year. Do you think has the Chiefs made any tweaks for this upcoming season?
Well, they pretty much just blew the whole thing up from last year. I mean, they're going to have two new starting safeties, at least one new starting corner. They're going to have, I mean, if you look at their entire front seven, the only, you know, Chris Jones will be back. Ragland and Hitchens, we don't know if they're going to earn starting spots or not. But I think the big thing that they changed, you know, Frank Clark is a really good get for them. So I think he'll be a difference maker. I didn't like that they lost Justin Houston, but I can see what they're doing. So they're going to rotate a lot more defensive linemen this year. If you look at their roster, they're probably going to be rotating seven or eight defensive linemen, which is, you know, that's a Steve Spagnuolo thing. You know, he did that with the Giants, too, when they won their Super Bowl. So I think they'll be improved, but it's not going to happen week one. And it's going to take a little time. So I think early in the year, the offense is still going to have to carry them. But the goal is that you're good by December, not by September.
That's correct.
I think that they can do that. I think that they can.
Eric Berry.
I think that they can be better.
Will you miss Eric Berry?
I mean, the human being, yes. But he only played three games last year. So I really don't think they're going to miss him on the field. Unfortunately for him, he's just one of those guys that had so many injuries that eventually your body fails you. And I think there's a good reason he's still a free agent. I just don't think he's right anymore from a health standpoint. So, yes, I'll miss Eric Berry because he seems like a great dude and you want guys like that on your team. But as a player, not to be mean, but he just really didn't bring much last year as a player.
Which they brought him back for the Patriots game because he was a good defensive back.
He did, and he just, you know, he just couldn't run in that game. You know, he didn't play well.
How about Dee Ford? Will you miss Dee Ford?
Dee Ford's a guy that you don't want a guy to be defined by one play, but lining up offsides on a play that could have sent you to the Super Bowl. And so I would view it completely differently if Brady had drawn him offsides. So if Brady used the hard count and got Dee Ford, you would say, you know what, Brady's got a lot of guys with the hard count. But he didn't. Dee Ford just lined up offsides. And I don't know. I also think Dee Ford's been – last year was the first time that he played 16 games. So he's always been banged up. He's always playing through minor injuries, and then he's missing games. So I'm glad that he broke out. I'm glad he got his contract with the 49ers. But I don't think you can give big money to a guy that constantly misses games like he has. I just don't think he'll play 16 games most years.
That's something that we have to monitor. Kansas City Chiefs, of course, everyone's picking them to go to the AFC Championship. San Diego, how do you see them? Are they going to be a tough challenge in your conference, in your division?
They will be. And I think it's more about the defense than the offense. The offense kind of gets the attention because of Phillip Rivers, and if he gets back in camp, Melvin Gordon and Keenan Allen.
You think Gordon's coming back?
Last year, I don't know if he will or not. I mean, I just don't know. I mean, most teams aren't going to trade high picks for a running back and then give him a big contract. So it's hard to see a situation where he gets traded. And I don't know that he'd want to sit out a whole year. So I really don't know. But the Chargers defense has a lot of talent. They have, you know, Ingram and Bosa is a great pass rush. Derwin James is a nice player. So I think the defense is going to be really, really good. And then on offense, it's all about Phillip Rivers. You know, you either have a quarterback or you don't. And I think last year was the first time I watched Phillip Rivers play and thought that he underthrew some balls and he had trouble making some throws. So once your arm starts to go the wrong direction, it doesn't come back. So does he have another really high-quality year left in him, or does he hit the wall halfway through? that really, to me, is going to be what determines how far they can go.
And also the Chargers will be receiving from the Chiefs D-linear. Defensive lineman, D-liner. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know that he'll make the team. So that's, you know.
You're pretty much saying anyone that leaves Kansas City, they're pretty much, you know, terrible.
Well, I'm not saying that. D Ford was a really good player when he was healthy. I mean, that, you know.
I like D Ford.
Eric Berry. Eric Berry was a great player when he was healthy, but he just wasn't.
Do you think Eric Berry might join the Cowboys?
Maybe, but if he does, it won't be till, you know, right before the first game or something.
Was he the player that was able to guard Gronk?
Before he tore his Achilles, he covered Gronk and held him to, like, one catch for 9 yards. So before his body betrayed him, he was great at covering Gronk. But, you know, he didn't do a great job on him in this most recent playoff game.
That's something to definitely, you know, just to look at what's going to happen. Do you think the Patriots will, you know, be a factor with no Gronk?
They still will be. They'll look ugly early in the year. They'll look ugly early in the year, just like they always do, and people will try to write them off, and then they'll find a way to get it going and end up deep in the playoffs. So, yes, they're going to miss Gronk, but they're not going to fall apart.
That's something, yeah, they're not. I mean, they'll find a way. I will probably see more Edelman probably get more catches, though.
Probably, and I think the Patriots are going to run the ball a lot, too. I think they're going to run it a ton.
They'll run and make some short passes. That's the typical Patriot.
Yep.
It's very simple.
And then they're going to play great defense because their defense is loaded.
Yeah, that's something to look at. Of course, Kansas makes those long passes. You know, that's Mahomes. And, wow. Hopefully to have him on my fantasy team because he definitely helped me win the league last year. So
it'll be a little harder to get him this year. Last year was probably a little easier.
Yeah, no one knew him. Like, I got him in, like, the third round. No, like, in the eighth round. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Because of you,
yeah,
I got him.
This year. Yeah, that won't happen this year.
So I hope we'll get the first pick. Will Ezekiel Elliott be back on time with the Cowboys?
Yes. I think they'll get a deal done. He'll be ready by week one of the regular season.
Do you think Dak is a good quarterback?
I think Dak needs everything around him to go well.
Wow.
Yeah, I don't think Dak's a big-time playmaker. So I think as long as you keep everyone around him playing well, keep the offensive line healthy, keep the running game going, I think he can make plays within structure. But you don't want Dak trying to run around and be the playmaker. So they're going to have to make sure. It's going to be hard because once they pay him, then it's harder to create a perfect world around him.
Will the Jaguars be a force?
I think the Jaguars are going to take a little bit of a step back because I'm not sold on Nick Foles being as good away from Philly and Doug Peterson. And then the Jaguars defense lost Malik Jackson. They lost Telvin Smith. Those are two really good players. So I'm not sure the Jags defense is going to be as dominant as it was, and they need the defense to be dominant. So, and their best pass rusher is holding out. So that, now he might be back by the regular season, I'm not sure, but that's a lot to lose and then still expect to be dominant on the level that they were dominant.
Are you excited about the Cleveland Browns?
Yeah, I think the Browns will make the playoffs.
Wow.
I think people are – so I think Baker Mayfield's going to be good, but I think people are a little bit too quick to put him in that upper echelon with, like, Breeze, Rodgers, Brady, Mahomes. I don't think Baker's there yet, but I think he could get there. And I think the Browns did a great job of surrounding him with enough talent to give him an opportunity to do that.
He has enough talent.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And will Richie Incognito help out the Chargers?
No. I think he's with the Raiders, isn't he?
Oh, Raiders. He's my bad.
Raiders. Yeah.
I think this is like his third, fourth comeback.
Yeah, I mean, he's... yeah, you know, unless he found the fountain of youth, yeah, he's... I can't imagine he makes much of a difference there.
Yeah, and the big question is, will the Raiders be competitive this season?
I think they'll be competitive. They're not going to be a, you know, a team that just gets rolled. I don't think they're a playoff team, but they're going. I think they're going to be better than last year.
I think so too. John Gruden's, you know, made a lot of changes, but he's keeping his quarterback though. It's interesting.
Yeah, they'll replace him at some point, but you know, you ride it out until you get the team around them built up, and then you move on to someone that you really love once you have everything around them in place.
Well, this show has become the NFL preview show, but obviously we'll probably preview in more teams throughout the upcoming weeks, and we'll see some preseason. Were you happy with Kansas City's picks on the NFL draft?
Yeah, I mean, Mecole Hardman, I think, is going to be a nice receiver. I mean, he was
I lost you, Jeff. Jeff Favre is our NFL correspondent on the Sportscast, covers the Kansas City Chiefs and the whole NFL.